It's a schusset and honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And as we all know, still, the parshas in America and Eretz Yisrael are different. Very soon, parshas Devarim, we're going to get all Klal Yisrael together. We're all going to be on the same parsha. Make my parsha shir maybe a little easier. But as we all know, that in America, it's parshas Pinchas, and in Eretz Yisrael is Parshas Matos. So we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions. And then we're going to try to come out with that major yisod, that major foundation point that we could bring into our lives. Last week we spoke about Parshas Pinchas. That was in Eretz Yisrael. And we spoke about Parshas Balak. And just a little review, we spoke about how our eyes, how we have to get accustomed to try to look at the bigger picture, not to be limited, and that's what we said about the women, and that's what the Mishnah said in Tainus and on Shavasar B'Tammuz, since we just started the 3 weeks, we're getting closer and closer to Tisha B'Av, close to the 9 days. We said one of the things that the Mishnah says in Tainus, that on Shavasar B'Tammuz, the Luchos were broken, representing Chet HaEgel. And we're going to speak more about that Mishnah. But again, this idea that we need to open our eyes, and I got an interesting email that said that, you know, you really helped me because I was going through a hard situation, and I was able, even though I don't know the end result, and I don't know what's going to happen at the end, but again, if you look positive at certain situations, even if you don't know the end result, because we don't always know the end result, Hashem does, not us, but it helped me to understand that I need to look at it in a different way, and the Ribbono Shel Olam has a reason. And again, we have to accustom ourselves to look at the bigger picture, because sometimes we don't always see the big picture. But just like the women who didn't give over their jewelry for Chet HaEgel or weren't involved in Chet HaMeraglim, they realized that there has to be a bigger picture, even though at the moment they could have just given in, but they didn't. Parshas Pinchas, again, is a jam-packed parsha. We spoke a little about the idea of Pinchas, what he represented, that although it looked like he was doing just the spur of the moment, he really wasn't. He spoke it over with the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he got a tzivah from Hashem, and it was Brisi Shalom. But there are a lot of things going on in this week in Parshas Pinchas. We know Bluno Slavchad, the women, taking over the portion of their father, even though they didn't have any brothers. We know that Yoshua was appointed as the leader, because we're getting, this is one of the last parshas of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. We know all Sefer Devarim is a 6-week speech of Moshe Rabbeinu telling Klal Yisrael about what to expect, what's going to happen, and going through all Jewish history. And then we learn about the Karbanos. We know all the Karbanos is in Parshas Pinchas, all the laning for the different Yom Tov that we have in Parshas Pinchas. So the question number one, is all of these different ideas, are they just different ideas put together in a parsha, which could be, or maybe on a deeper level, there's some connection. And how are we going to bring this connection? We're in the middle of the 3 weeks, getting closer to the 9 days. How are we going to bring this relationship with all these different events in Parshas Pinchas? How are we going to bring it together and make our Tisha B'Av, God willing, not our Tisha B'Av, but how are we going to make our lives a meaningful life? Question one. Question two. We know that the Torah tells us in Parak of Ches, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe le'mor, Tzades b'nei Yisrael. You should command the children of Klal Yisrael, V'yamarta alehem, and you should tell them, Es karbani lachmi. Rashi brings down, in Pasuk Beis, Chav Ches Beis, a very interesting mashal. Rashi brings down from the Midrashim. He says, Moshe Labas HaMelech is compared to a daughter of a king, Shaisun Nifteres Mina Oilam, who was departing from the world. She was dying. Vayom Makbedes Labala, and she was giving instructions to her husband, Albanea Makulu, and she was telling about all the children. And a very interesting medrash. And then the husband turns to her and says, yeah, fine, you're commanding me about my children. What about me? What about me? So what does that medrash mean? Question 2b. We know, I was close to work with Rav Sobolovsky in the summer at NCSY Kola, one of the big Rosh Yeshivas, from Yeshiva University, a tremendous Talmud Chacham. He has thousands and thousands of shirim on YU Torah, one of the leading Rosh Yeshivas in YU. And Rav Soloski quoted this Medrash, and it's a very famous Medrash. It's actually not known where it is. The Ein Yaakov, which is, they used to have Chaburas of Ein Yaakov. The Ein Yaakov was a sefer that took all of the different Agadot Gemaras, and the parish of the Ein Yaakov, he came and he explained the different Agadot Gemaras, all the Gemaras, good stories that we don't fully understand, and he goes into Perushim, and he quotes in his Akdama the following Medrash, which we probably heard about when we were young kids, and if we didn't, we're going to hear about it now, God willing, that the Medrash says, what's the most famous Pasuk in the Torah? What's the most important Pasuk in the Torah? So comes along Ben Zayma, and Ben Zayma says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Shema Yisrael! Listen, Klal Yisrael, listen! The Ribbono Shel is in charge, Shema Yisrael. Comes along Benanus, and Benanus says, no, what are you talking about? You know what the most important Pasuk in the Torah is? V'hafta L'Re'acha Kamocha. Zeklal Gogo B'Torah. Comes Shimon Pazi and says, you know what the most important Pasuk in the Parsha is? This week's Parsha. Parsha's Pinchos, Perech of Ches, Pasuk Dalet, Esakeves Echad Taseh B'Boker, V'esakeves Hasheni Taseh Ben Arbayim. The one lamb that you shall make in the morning, and the second lamb you shall make in the afternoon. And as we all know, that when we daven, the times of the davening is based on this tamid shel shachar, the lamb of the morning. Machlokes, Gemara says in Chavav, between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whole separate shit, I love this, we don't need to do over there. But says Ben Shimon Ben Pazi, that is the most important pasuk. And we heard this when we were young children, and we heard it not when we were young children. And the obvious question is, what is going on in this Medrash? I want to give, again, we have one idea in our head, which we're all thinking right now, which we know, but I'm going to give a little deeper, God willing, a little deeper explanation of it. Question 2B. The reason why it's 2B is because the other question of the Mashal was 2 Psukim before it. So we're going to put it together. Anyone doesn't like that, I'm really sorry. I'm not really sorry, but we'll call it 2B, because whenever I say more than 3, everyone gets nervous, and I don't want to get anyone nervous. Okay. Question 4, we need a little Matos. Can't forget about Matos. We know that Parshas Matos in Eretz Yisrael, Parshas Matos, short Parshas, usually Matos, Maser is together. We know that, again, there's a lot of things going on in every Parsha, Baruch Hashem. But we know that we have the instructions from Hashem to have the war with Midian. Midian, we all know, there was a terrible thing that happened in Klal Yisrael, 24,000, that's where Pinchas came and saved the day. And it says in Periklam, in Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemor. Hashem says to Moshe, Nikom Nikmas B'nei Yisrael, Me'es HaMidyanim. Take vengeance, Nikmas, Nikama, for the children of Israel. And then the next Pasuk. Vayidaber Moshe L'am. Moshe is speaking to the nation. Lemor, he says to them, Hechatsu Me'eschem. You should get yourself ready, arm yourself. On Hashem Letzava, you should be ready to go to war, because we're gonna do it out with them. We're gonna brawl it out. Vayu al Midian atay nikmas Hashem, and you're gonna have nekomi. You're gonna have vengeance for Hashem. Ask the Gevaldi Kli Yakar. We love speaking about the Kli Yakar who lived in 1550 to 1619. Over flying luncheons. The great Rav of Prague, he was the rabbi in Prague in 1604, 1619. It's always good to hear Jewish history. Some people love it. Some people think I'm trying to show off. I'm not trying to show off. I just look it up. It's good to know Jewish history. I wish I knew about Pei. I was actually trying to like show up to my answers, my calls, and I know different dates. And yeah, they asked me so long, I had no clue. I actually told them a funny story that when I gave that cheer in Ribera Wine Shul, I don't know, my parents were there. I don't know if I even told them this. I was quoting something from the Rambam, and I didn't have the exact dates of the Rambam of when he lived. So I kind of knew, I wasn't sure, and I'm like, in the back, while I was speaking, it's crazy I do this, like right now I'm speaking, I'm thinking of something else, really interesting, right? So I'm an interesting person, I know. But while I was speaking, I'm thinking about what date should I say for the Rambam, should I? And I decided not to say it. This is the shul of the biggest historian in the world. You know, I'll have like one person like raise their hand, that's not the Rambam's date. I'm like, oh God, and the whole shir will be blown up. whatever. So I decided not to do it. And it was Siyata Dishmaya because I was about to say a date and it was like 200 years off. So maybe they wanted to realize, maybe they would have. I didn't take the chance, Baruch Hashem. So again, we have to know Jewish history. It's always good to know. No one, if people don't like it, you can tell me after this year. You could send me an email. Obviously, don't do that. It's not nice. I'm really telling you not to do that. But if you need to, you can. Let out your frustration. I'm okay. But says Ephraim, or Ephraim mentions, I don't get it. Which one is it? The war with Minyan. Is it for Klal Yisrael? Right? Hashem says for Klal Yisrael. And Moshe tells Klal Yisrael it's for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Okay, so we have a lot of questions, a lot of different things going on here. We're going to try to come out with that Yisod. Sometimes we have two ideas coming together. But again, it's all about one Yisod, the relationship with Hashem, the relationship with others, the relationship with ourselves. That's what life's about with the Torah. So again, let's discuss it over. We have a lot of themes in Parshas Pinchas. More of a general question connecting it with the 3 weeks is that we have a lot of different things going on in Parshas Pinchas, a lot of different ideas, the Karbanos, the appointment of Yoshua, Bino Slavkod, the idea of Pinchas taking leadership roles, and the 3 weeks, what does that have to do with each other? Is there a connection? Is there not? Question two is that Medrash and Ein Yaakov, why do we say like Shimon ben Pazi that we say at the Keves Echad Taseh Baboker? That's the most important pasuk in the Torah. And the last question is in Parshas Matos, which one is it? The war with Midian, is it for the vengeance of God? Or is it for the vengeance of Klal Yisrael? Pasuk Bet says, seems to say it's for the vengeance of Klal Yisrael. And the Pasuk Gimel says for the vengeance of God. So, let's start slow. Let's try to answer the first question. We know that, as I was just saying, Moshe Rabbeinu, it's the end of his life, and we're in the 40th year, he's going into Eretz Yisrael. So now, the Torah is shifting and telling us that Moshe Rabbeinu, as we all know, we spoke about it last week and the week before, whatever the reasons were that he's not able to go into Eretz Yisrael, but Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to Eretz Yisrael. And now Klal Yisrael, as a unit, is going into Eretz Yisrael. And the Torah is focusing that we're not going to have the same leadership as Moshe. Things are going to be a little different. Things are going to change. And by Pinchas, the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, Pinchas came to Moshe and said, what's the law? Moshe said, I don't know. And then Pinchas reached out, the whole Gemara, fascinating Gemara, I think Pei Beis, Pei Aleph in Sanhedrin. And Pinchas took an active leadership. He became the Kohen. He took an active leadership. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to always be there with us. And then by Yoshua, the appointment of Yoshua, Moshe is told, after Bino Slavka, Moshe, Rashi brings down from the Medrash, Moshe said, hey, maybe it might be my kids. And Hashem said, listen, it's not going to be your kids. It's going to be Yoshua. Because Yoshua was the person that toiled over the learning. He toiled over following you and trying to be your Talmud Muvak. And Yoshua says, Rashi, again in Pasuk of Zion, Perek of Zion, Pasuk to Zion, Yivkod Hashem Elokei Haruchos, that you're going to be the God of the Spirit, says Rashi. Why is he called this? Moshe said, Ribbono Shalom, reveal to me who's going to be the leader. And he says, Moshe Rabbeinu, take a leader who could put up with each individual, Lefi Daito, according to his personality. Yoshua represents the idea of taking the leadership role of dealing with each person on an individual level. And the Achronim explain that Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest leader, but he was totally spiritual. Again, he was for Klal Yisrael, and he was that father slash mother figure doing everything for them. But Yoshua was going to take a more active role. And he was going to be there on a physical basis because Klal Yisrael, again, you look through the Torah, whenever Klal Yisrael complains about a physical problem, they're not comfortable. We're always complaining, right? Whenever we just complain. We're complaining people in worship, right? And we get it from Klal Yisrael. So, we don't like the food. Enough of the food. Enough of the money. Even though we got whatever we wanted. Enough. I want change. I don't like this dish, right? So the idea is that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't put up with it. But Yehoshua was there slash a spiritual leader because he represented the Torah. But he was also the physical. He was going to Eretz Yisrael. We've spoken about before, we quoted the Netziv. The Netziv says that Eretz Yisrael is the physical. It's hard. The Gemara says in Brachos, in Davov, Davhei, Davov, that Eretz Yisrael is nicknamed Yisroel, and things are hard. But you got to persevere. You got to work through it. So Eretz Yisrael is the idea of, on a physical level, working through, obviously, the greatest spiritual place ever, the Beis HaMikdash, Kodesh Kedoshim, but it's a physical place also. Yehoshua represents that we're going to go into a world, not just miracles, not just the Be'er of the well, not just the Anani HaKavod of that amazing cloud hovering over. We're going to go into Eretz Yisrael, a physical place where we're going to have to work hard. And that's what's going on in Pinchas. That's the theme. The theme is, and then Hashem says, you're going to bring karbanos. And karbanos are avada. Karbanos are spiritual. Bringing a karban, bringing an offering to God. But there's also a physicality to it. All the halachas about blood and about shechita and slaughtering. Even when I say the word blood, I get nervous. I'm going to pass out. I don't like blood, whatever. Separate discussion, a lot of stories, but we got to get to the point, even though everyone just likes stories. All I have to know is that one time, I think I told the story before. The only thing he remembers the story is I don't really say that. Also the Torah, Chazrit. But one time, me and my second daughter, Rivka, she got hurt and she was bleeding. And we were going to we took her to the emergency room. She needed stitches. And the doctor said, whatever you do, don't look. Don't look. And then, whatever you do, don't look. Not do look. And what did I do? Me and my wife, only in Israel, they're like, the parents are like strapping the kid down. Kid's screaming. What is Shrek look? The whole thing is crazy. Another time I had to take my kid to the emergency room, I said, I can't be here. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You do it, not me. And holding her down, and obviously I looked, and I turned to my wife and said, honey, I'm going to hit the floor. And she's like, this is not the time for it. And the doctor was very happy with me because I knew what I was doing. I was passing out. I'm a good passer outer. So I'm going to put it on my resume. I passed out well. 3 different countries. Passed out in Israel, Tisha B'Av. My friend caught me. I passed out in Cancun. I don't think I ever passed out in Canada. I'm not sure. And in America, obviously. Whatever. Baruch Hashem. But I saw the blood and boom. Okay, I don't even know why I'm talking about this because I said blood and then, okay, sorry. But again, karbanos is an idea of physicality, or spiritual and physical. And that's what's going on. Pinchas represents we're going into Eretz Yisrael. Yerusha b'noslavcha represents the inheritance. The inheritance that we're going to go, we're going to take the future, the offspring, we look to the future, the inheritance. That's what Parshas Pinchas is about. Because it's a transition from going from the Midbar, the 40 years in the Midbar, to going into Eretz Yisrael. And I think this is represented in the 3 weeks also, because we live in a physical world. And we also live in a spiritual world, because the Ribbono Shel Olam loves us. But we don't have that Beis HaMikdash. And we want that Beis HaMikdash so badly. We want our karbanos back. We want to really live a more spiritual life. And how are we going to do it? How are we going to live a more spiritual life? So I think the way we're going to live a more spiritual life, let's bring into the second question. Why? Why is it Et akeves echa taseh baboker is the most important pasuk in the Torah according to Shimon ben Pazi? So we're all told as little children, and we all know, and this is a major idea, is that the reason why it's so important is because life is based on consistency. The more a person is consistent with his actions, and again, sometimes we're consistent the other way. We're consistent of doing bad things. That's also consistency. But the more a person gets consistent with his actions, the greater they're going to be. If a person has to make a decision, do I go to Minyan or not? He's not consistent in his actions. And again, we're not here to talk bad. Everyone has different nisyonos. Everyone has different levels, has different madrigas. As we've spoken about before, Rav Dessler writes that our whole life is called the Nekudas HaBachira. Most of us, God willing, I hope not, especially in this room, are thinking, should I kill someone or not? I really hope no one is thinking that. That's not a Bechira point. That's not a choice. I'm not thinking, do I kill someone or not? But the more I have choices, the more I raise that to not choices. That's the greater. If a person is like, listen, I got to learn 10, again, I'm talking at a high level here. I got to learn 10 hours a day. I'm not making a choice on that. That's huge. Maybe his Bechira point, and again, halavai, most people should get there. And again, not everyone can, working or different things. But imagine a Bechira point being, do I learn 11 hours a day? Or when a person is learning, and a person has, let's say, 45 minutes to learn. He's very busy, he has a job, and he has different things going on. Am I really focusing during those 45 minutes? Am I taking notes? Like everyone's taking notes here. Not calling anyone out, but a little. Am I taking notes on my learning? Am I really doing it? Am I being consistent? Because the name of the game is consistency. Es ha-keves echot ha-seh ba-boker. Every day they brought two karbanos. Every day they brought a karban, Tamid ben Shachar and Tamid ben Arbayim. Every day, without exception, every day was a Tamid ben Shachar. Because the idea is consistency. And you know, we live in a world, and we've spoken about this before, we've spoken about everything before, but we live in a world that everything has to be immediate. Immediate. Fast. My internet goes down for 10 seconds. I'm in the middle of listening to this shiur, or I turned it off already, but I'm in the middle of, and my internet goes down. What's going to be like 10 seconds? We're an immediate generation. We can't hide behind that. That's what we are. But life's not about immediate. It's not about the results, right? I'm not here to embarrass anyone in my family. Everything changed the way my family eats, exercising going on, and bringing it in for the children also. And I made up that joke, that song, not a joke, a song. I see that my shir really liked it in Maseret because at the banquet they even sang it. And everyone's like, what in the world's going on? And they sang it. But that song, I'm not going to sing it, even though you guys want me to. I was thinking I should sing it and see what I call it. So it's a very short, it's a 6-week program. They don't really, they get to know me a little. But, you know, if I start singing that song in like week two, they'll be like, so, you know, call the cops and this weirdo. So, but there's a big yisod in this song. Rome wasn't built in a day. You know, you're going to lose weight. And you go, you're like, listen, a person goes and he's like, listen, I'm going to lose weight. And after day one, he goes on the scale. How much weight did I lose in a second? I don't need to get shut in the song. But we want immediate. But it's about consistency. Not about, again, I'm not here to take on the world with a $1 billion industry of diets and starving yourself. Whatever it is, everyone should work for their own, however it works for them. But how am I going to change my lifestyle to fit in? Maybe I need exercise in my lifestyle. Maybe I have to stop, take out. But it's consistency. Because if you bring consistency, but it's also consistency in Avodas Hashem. If you make it every day, Chok V'lo Yavor, I'm going to do it. A half hour after davening. Obviously, hopefully I'm going to davening. That's also about consistency. A half hour. And then you try to push it a little more. The more you change, and change is hard. You know, like you go on the couch, and every single, after a certain point, you always fall asleep on the couch. You weren't consistent about falling asleep on the couch. I'm talking to myself. Right? Friday night, I'm going to learn on the couch. Yeah, 3 hours later, I wake up, I'm like, where am I? Every week, so I'm consistent in that. I want to learn, but listen, you sit down on a nice couch, you know, you're going to fall asleep. That's consistency, bad consistency. Yeah, I want to learn, it's nice, but am I still learning from that? I don't know, I'm falling asleep. Yeah, and again, we're normal, but we have to be consistent. We have to change things, how to make them, but make them real. That's one idea. As a chemist, that's spirituality, being consistent. Says in Yaakov, I'll give you another shot. Why is this pasuk the most important? You know why? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad represents the idea of the emunah, the idea that the Ribono Shel Olam runs the world and we have to believe it. We live in a very big world, and there's a lot of things going on in this world, and they want the Jews out. That's just a proof that we're the real religion, and we have to believe it in ourselves. But that's all intellectual. Shema Yisrael. And then you have on the other hand, V'haftal L'recha Kamocha. Again, it's also intellectual in a way, but it's more, what can I do for the next guy? It's more of the physical. Shlomo Zalman Orbach has a beautiful tshuva. Let's say you go to a shiva call and you really don't want to be there, but you're still, are you yotzei? He says, yeah. Because what I said, you went to the shiva call. Ben Adam lechavero is more of the action, we'll say. Again, we have a whole lumdus shir, I'm just on this. But it's more in the action. Comes in Yaakov and he says, Tamid, like we just said before, is spiritual. Because it's a carbon to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to God. But it's also physical, because all the laws of carbonus, blood, again, not here to cause trouble. I don't want to pass out. That would be really weird. Never pass out in the middle of a shir. So blood and all the different things, that's physical. So we have spiritual and physical, putting it all together. I heard another idea. We'll call it three. From one of my friends. He's also a Rebbe, a big person, so I call him Rebbe Yehuda Turetsky, Rebbe in Shalavim. One of my old friends, went to high school with him. He says, another beautiful idea. At the keves ha'echad taseh ba'boker, you start the day off this way, and then you end it off that way. Bookends. The carbon is the bookends of the day. You know what would be so powerful? If when we wake up, first of all, we say Modani with Kavana, it's hard, right? It depends, you know, if you grew up that way and say Modani, Modani Lefanecha. Right? We have to say with more Kavana, Hashem just gave us life, we just woke up. The Rashba says that Hashem takes away life and He gives it back to us. That's why we wash our hands. So Modani with Kavana, or davening with a little Kavana. And then you end off the day with a Mariv, or with a short little tefillah to Hashem, to thank Hashem for everything. Bookmarks. That's why Kriyat Shema, Shacharis, and Mariv, the bookends, Tamid, the Karbonos, it's all about making the beginning and the end. And then your middle, you see that your middle, even though the middle might be mundane, but it's really spiritual also. So that's why it's a Keres Taseh Ba'Boker. How many mitzvahs are there? One mitzvah of bringing the Tamid. But they're two Karbonos? No, they're bookends. So I think this is the idea, the consistency slash the idea of the physical slash spiritual and the bookends. That's why this is the most important pasuk. And when we're transitioning from going from a midbar to an Eretz Yisrael, this is how we're going to bring growth. Refrain writes beautiful that right in the middle, all of a sudden it's quoting as Akeves Taseh Ba'Boker. And all of a sudden, it just throws in another pasuk. It throws in the pasuk of Olas Tamid Hasui Bahar Sinai, the Olas Tamid that was brought at Har Sinai. Yes, refrain. What's the pshat? Why are you telling me of a Har Sinai? So he says, listen, because we all know I'm talking about consistency, and consistency is so important. But sometimes consistency, what's the downfall of consistency? It gets stale. It gets dry. I do this every day. Rabbi, I just can't daven again. Again and again and again. Says her friend, beautiful. You know why? You know what the Torah is telling us? No, Har Sinai. Har Sinai was a once in a lifetime experience. Every single time that you come to a davening. Every single time you come to a learning, bring something new to it. Bring something added, extra, right? The Rosh Hashiva of Masar spoke about this week. Quoted this refrain, that you need something extra, be consistent in the action, do the davening, do the learning, make it not a choice. The more we take away choice from those, that's big. Although we're like, oh, I want to put myself in a situation if I choose, no choice. Just like we don't make a choice, if a person, we don't choose, should I eat today or not, we do it. Do I have to go to the bathroom or not, we do it, right? Make spiritual things not a choice. But after a person gets consistent with them, so then change it up. Revolvi, the great Bali Musser, who lived, I had zechus to see him at the end of his life. I remember me and my friend, we had to go visit him. And we were sitting at the table, and our Hebrew was terrible. My Hebrew was still not so great. But it was crazy. I just remember his wife came trying to help. It was crazy. We sat there for like 20 minutes. We might have gotten like two sentences out. And the patience he had, it was amazing. We were talking about going back to America. By the time he finally understood what we were saying, he's like, you go, like, it was just whatever. So, Revolvi, in his beautiful sefer, Ali Shor, who was one of the biggest Bali Musser, who lived, not so long ago, 20 years ago. And Revolvi writes that even when a person's davening, although, you know, we say Shimon Esti three times a day, it's the same tefillah, you know, it's so he compares it as a mushal. He compares it to going through on a train. Every day you see something a little different, something a little new. So too, there's a little nekuda, thank Hashem for this little thing or this. Again, it's hard, you know, because sometimes we get consistent of just what we do, which is not great. Again, the action of consistency is great. But take 20 seconds before you dive in and just think about what you're doing. Think about a Rifa'enu. Think about a Shema Kolenu, or someone that's sick has to show, or when you parnot, whatever it is. Just something small. But come out with a new idea. And what about the last idea? What about the last idea? What are we saying in Parshas Matos? Comes on Kliyakar and he says, a beautiful idea. Because again, it all comes back to the relationship with Hashem. And the Kliyakar says, that Hashem loves us. Hashem wants that relationship with Klal Yisrael. Right? Goes that mashal, like the father. The father just has to show him, he just lost his wife. And the mother, and the wife's giving him instructions. And she turns to him, and he turns to her and says, what about me? What are they going to do for me? Says the Bali Musar, Hashem is saying, what is Klal Yisrael going to do for me? Because I love Klal Yisrael. I want that relationship. What are they going to do for me? And that's what Moshe's saying. Hashem turns to Moshe and says, avenge the death of Klal Yisrael, because Midian killed 24,000 people. Because do it for Klal Yisrael. And Moshe turns to Klal Yisrael and says, do it for Hashem, this dual relationship. If you have a relationship and you put everything in, you do 100% and the other person does 100% for you, then it'll be beautiful. Again, we don't do that so much. We focus so much and they're in a whole separate cheer about myself and focusing just on myself. But if you put all your kochos into that person put all their kochos into you, wow! And that is the relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. I want to put all my kochos for you, Hashem. And I know you put all your kochos in for me. That beautiful Rav Levi Barditchev, right? He's one of my great ancestors, Rav Levi Barditchev. My grandfather, Rabanzo of the Shulam, was always saying, Rav Levi Barditchev, we have a direct connection. The famous Rav Levi Barditchev, he says on Pesach, that when we refer to Pesach, how do we don't say, how was your Chag HaMatzos? No, we say, how was your Pesach? But in the Torah and in davening, we refer to Pesach and Chag HaMatzos. Says the great Levi Barditchev, one of the most famous ideas that I heard from him, and I haven't learned all of his stuff, but this is a known idea, is that Hashem is focusing on Chag HaMatzos, what we did for him. We ran out of Mitzrayim as fast as we could. And we refer to Chag HaPesach because Hashem skipped over. That's what's going on, says the great Kliyakar. Hashem is focusing on the avenging Klal Yisrael, and we're focusing on what Hashem did for us. And we can't forget this. We can't forget this idea that Hashem loves us. Hashem wants to do everything for us. And I think when we're getting closer and closer to the 9 days in Tisha B'Av, we need to go small, small greatness, but we need to get more consistent in the big things. Consistent in learning, make them part of our life. Make bookends, focus on Muda Ani. It's hard, so maybe put it on your dresser. A lot of times when I was working in my bathroom, I was telling them, listen, you know, when you wake up in the morning, the first thing, do not run to your phone. President Trump is not emailing you, okay? It will wait. Focus and say Muda Ani. Bookends. Be consistent in our actions. Take small things upon ourselves. Our relationships with Hashem and other people. Small things. If you know someone is trying to improve something, give compliments. We've spoken about compliments. It helps. Not in a superficial way, a real way. If you see someone trying to lose weight and he's doing it a little. Again, Rome wasn't built in a day and it takes time. But compliment them. Compliments help them. Wow, someone sees it. I'm trying to make a difference. And spiritual matters also, you see a guy that's getting up for davening more, or a guy's learning, wow, I heard you're steiging away. Compliments, small things. I think this is how we're going to bring this Tisha B'Av. We're not talking about Tisha B'Av yet, but the 3 weeks and to build ourselves, because Hashem says, "What? How are you going to do it for me? I want that Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash that represented the Karbanos. The carbonos is the physical carbon, but it's also the spiritual. Hashem loves us. Let us work. Let us be consistent in our actions. Let us realize that Baruch Hashem, Hashem has given us so much. But again, we live in a physical world. We have to realize that. But we need to bring spirituality into it. We need to bring total spirituality as much as we can. Be'ezus Hashem. Let us make this Parshas Pinchos, Parshas Matos, Amamisha Parsha. We're going to make Kabbalahs. Take little things upon ourselves. An extra 5 minutes here. An extra little Kavanah and Tefillah. To each their own. Everyone has to figure out themselves. But I'm going to be consistent in it. I'm going to make it real. Be'ezus Hashem. Everyone should have an amazing Shabbos. Should just keep on growing with everything they're doing. And just keep on working harder and harder in the Avodas Hashem. Have an amazing Shabbos.